understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Terrible.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right,
whenever.
I didn't want to ruin your jam for you. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I mean, not only is it the weekend, but it's Valentine's Day. It's a three-day weekend. We will be back till Tuesday. I was going to let you have your little moment, your little jam with your you know,
Miley
Cyrus.
A lot of dudes should be partying in the USA tonight.
Should. We will. And whether you have to pay for that via gifts, candy, flowers,
food,
as part of our
alcohol
Twin Peaks Twitter poll today, we need to update.
There's a lot of singles out there tonight, too. Of all ages.
Is today the worst day on earth to be a single?
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
What day would be worse? Christmas?
I think Thanksgiving or Christmas might be worse. Because
Well, you can always go to family on Thanksgiving.
There's tons of bars and clubs you can go to on Valentine's Day if you're single.
You're not going to your aunt's or grandma's house on Valentine's Day. You can do that on Thanksgiving and get a good meal and watch a football game.
Right. At least you get that in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Valentine's Day is, you can have a lot more fun on Valentine's Day being single.
Okay, but Thanksgiving, the biggest party night in the country is the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. So by that theory, you got that going as well.
That's right.
What do you mean party night? Like
Thanksgiving? Oh. Yeah, you get together with... That's a huge party night. Huge.
Night before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I've never...
Oh, think about it. Everybody's back in town for Thanksgiving with the family, so all the boys from back in the day, the crew, air quotes, gets together.
I don't get invited to stuff, so I'm unaware. I didn't know, but the Wednesday before was...
That's huge, and every high school... because our high schools are a lot far away now, but...
Yeah.
They had... Oh, my God.
And those kids aren't kids anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
The bashes before Thanksgiving were fantastic.
Who knew?
You know you're getting up there when you have grandparents that start showing up to your high school reunion.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's
because you're a grand... you're in that sweet spot age.
All right,
early
50s. So happy VD, everybody. That's Valentine's Day. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I mean, both of you put your faces in your hands when I said that. Both of you. Like in unison.
What do you want me to say to that?
I'm not sure. VD stands for Valentine's Day.
Well,
VD.
I have been a proponent for syphilis for many years, but that's just me.
Oh, good grief.
Gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea.
The clap?
Does that come from Ghana?
I don't know.
It's a legitimate question.
No, it's not.
About a legitimate country
in
Africa.
I think the list music should come out.
All right, so
worst sexual diseases.
So, get the list music, the clap,
gonorrhea, syphilis,
crabs.
What was that movie? The Last American Virgin was like a B movie, but it kind of was like a cult movie. And all the teenagers got crabs, jumped in a pool so they could drown them. That didn't work out so well.
Oh. Itching, burning, rash, all that kind of stuff.
All symptoms of listening to Scheman and Shepherd.
Yes. All right, so couple of things here, people. Couple of things we've been able to determine. We really got this going at the 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock hour. Your plans, your disaster stories. This is how we met with Roses and Bedroom Guy a year ago. He showed us a picture of all the roses in his bedroom on Valentine's Day. That was 1 year ago. That's how that happened. VD. So far we've been able to determine... Couple of things. Three of our listeners are getting engaged tonight, and then we kind of trailed off because we actually did sports for a while. Not much.
When?
Like, we had pigskin picks. I mean, we didn't do much Valentine stuff on the 4
We had
hour.
Pigskin picks.
Right. But we kind of got... Anyway, we haven't got this going in a while.
There is football news, but I want Chris to do his rundown first, because he might not have it in there.
Forgot chlamydia. All right,
good one.
Herpes.
I said herpes at the end.
And also, we figure on average, most guys are in for about $60 to $70 tonight. Flowers, candy. But then if you're going out to dinner, I mean, you can throw a hundy on it right there.
Right? Easy. 100.
Yeah. Easy.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Hope for Hurts, Jalen Hurts, says, I think you guys just ruined it for all the single guys out there.
Remember, Mike, I remember an episode of The White Shadow where one of the players at VD, one of the greatest shows of all time, at least the first 3 years.
I love The White Shadow.
That show tackled topics that were unheard of back then.
That's right.
In sports. Unheard of. It was great. Ken Howard, great actor.
And a show about basketball.
Yes. Former Celtic.
Speaking of sports, time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
I got no clue how to follow this up. Nobody cares about sports tonight. But if you do, the NBA All-Star Weekend
trying to score
tips off later tonight. USA versus the world in the Rising Stars game. Coverage starts on 99.3 ESPN at 8:30. The Everblades back in action tonight. They host the Atlanta Gladiators. Puck drop at 7:30. Listen to the game 7:15 on 770 AM WJBX. And round two of the Genesis Open. My leaderboard still isn't loading. Russell Henley is your leader. 8 under for the day.
Matt Kuchar, Harold Varner III, 1 stroke back.
At 8 under for the tournament.
Yeah.
Not the day.
Kuchar and Varner are the third or 1 stroke back.
Warts could be a bad one.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm just reading the text.
Here's what's bad. This guy
only
this
radio board. Show in the country that isn't just doing generic, hey, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? We're talking STDs.
All right, so what are you doing for Valentine's Day? 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
One guy said he paid $150 for flowers. I missed it. Who sent that tweet?
Otis!
Otis, did he?
$150!
Otis!
No, $135.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
Better be better than when the Packers win.
I gotta find you a cheaper florist.
Well, is that unless he brought his Mrs. Otis 20 dozen roses?
Yeah.
How many roses is that? How many dozens is that?
Is 20 dozen? 20 dozen is...
Well, that's 300...
240, right?
Yes, 240.
Just go to Costco, get 2 dozen for like $16.
Quick math off the top of my head.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Ooh, Smitty. Swordfish steaks for dinner, fondue for dessert at home.
That's beautiful.
Fondue.
Chocolate fondue. Oh.
Ooh, that's a sexy dessert right there, too.
It's a mess to clean up.
Though. Oh, no. That can be used later in the evening as well. Liquid chocolate. It's a good thing. Makes a mess, though.
Okay, cap space created today by releases in the NFL.
Really? We're going to do this
real
now?
Real quick.
Sports?
Vernon Hargraves got released today by the Texans. That's going to save him $9.594 million. Redskins got Josh Norman and Paul Richardson. They're gone. That's going to save them $15 million. And Ravens released safety Tony Jefferson. He'll get picked up immediately. That's $7 million for them. Mm. Now.
That's. I'm not reading that. I'm not reading that.
I could read that in Boston. I can't read that here.
No. 401 flying to Charleston for a bachelor party tonight. Hey, all right.
Whoa.
Great city.
Where are you going? Maybe one of Craig's former hangouts.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious where you are going on that deal. All right, 239-337-ESPN.
What's the strip club like on a Valentine's Day?
Asking me?
I'm curious.
I said good. Probably get some
like special. If I were single.
Some what about okay?
Well, that's the last place I was. I mean, maybe the very very end. I've never been a strip club guy. Not my thing.
Yeah,
I've been to them. But
some
not,
people might bring a chick with them.
Some
like a date.
Oh, yeah, I had that.
That happens all the time.
I had that happen in Key West one time. Down with a group of friends.
Yeah,
all couples.
Yeah,
and one of the newer couples was like, "Hey, it'll be a great idea to go to this adult club." And I look, me and the other guy who have been, he was married, I was engaged at the time. I go, no, I'm not getting suckered into this. So the new couple and my wife and the buddy I was with, his wife, all sat up at the stage having a great time.
Yeah.
I sat at a table by myself, arms crossed. No money out in front of me. I had a drink in front of me.
Your
that
body
was all.
Language
probably
says $10, don't
$10
me.
Drink.
I looked. My wife is like, come on up. This is so much fun. I just looked at her. I squinted and I shook my head like, I'm not stupid. This isn't going to end well for me.
Yeah. I was surprised she was so...
I held strong. I said absolutely not.
So they were
not
on stage, so it wasn't like they were doing lap dances for your wife and friends, was it?
No, they were just at the stage throwing singles or whatever. But I sat out the turned down multiple dances. Turned down. They weren't offering them. They wanted to get paid. Yeah. And I was a customer in there, but I just wanted drinks.
How much was the drink?
I'm smarter than that.
Is it real expensive?
I can't even tell you what it was.
Because it can be very expensive.
I don't remember. I know that it was a $20 cover to get in there.
Yes, it's awesome. Awful.
Rock Chalk says, my wife and I are going to drink beer and then throw poop into the pond. Thanks for the idea earlier. Okay, for those of you just tuning in, I'm gonna make this brief because I don't want to turn the show into this. But we have new neighbors in our HOA, and we all share a pond, fountain, the whole thing. I'd say 20 of our houses circle around.
To rat or not to rat?
The new neighbor... was out cleaning up after her dog, and she just flicked the feces into the pond, and I was very offended. And I want to know what to do about it. What am I missing?
239 said, Mother's Day was the funniest to go to a strip club. It's a true story. I can't imagine. Why are they open?
I don't know. Am I missing something?
Went to the strip club on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are they all working moms on the stage? Is that what the deal is?
Some are. You saw what happened at the Super Bowl. They didn't get paid.
Oh, Stripper Bowl 2020. That was a disaster.
Yeah.
For the girls.
Not for the club owner.
Yeah, they stole all their money.
He made $1 million.
I went to Key West Adult Club. It was terrible. No talent at all. Slightly scary. Mm-hmm. Extra Pulp says.
The Key West talent, I'm just guessing. I'm spitballing here.
No, don't apply that logic to this logic.
Are you sure there were girls on stage?
Yes. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. These were not... I mean, is this an acceptable term, lady man?
Yeah. 239
transgender?
Says,
I don't know. What. All I know is I saw some dudes that look like chicks.
They're not transgender. No, they're not
transgender. Out on the street trying to get me and my family indoors.
They're not transgender. They're drag. Like, they dress up in drag.
Drag is the better
term. Right. No, drag is like...
But they had real, like, lady parts on top.
Yeah.
Would be on bottom, wouldn't it? Oh, on top.
On
I got
top.
You. I'm thinking of the wrong lady.
I think
part.
They had a little bit of everything, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think. I didn't go in.
Took my wife last year to a strip club. Always fun. hope for her. It's a lot of couples go to strip clubs for Valentine's Day. Used to be a bouncer.
Yeah, apparently it's a big deal.
Yeah.
What?
Strip club Valentine's Day.
Well, if you're trying to set the mood right, you know, if you're in that and.
I'm thinking most women wouldn't want to go in there. Most?
No, I don't think you're right about that.
Really?
Oh, my God.
For most, maybe a slight majority. Yeah, but
that
not.
That would be most.
Yeah, I guess.
401 says, which is a Rhode Island number, it's a joint bachelor-bachelorette party. We're staying at a beach house. Any suggestions on where to go? Oh, too many.
Gosh, is going to be a blast.
Just stay at the beach house and have it properly stocked.
Oh, if you're talking about Fort Myers Beach, just start at
the
top.
This is the guy going to
Charleston. No, he's going to Charleston. That's why he wants suggestions, because Craig has been to Charleston. I don't think you want Craig's suggestions.
I don't know Charleston.
My suggestion
He's asking
was
Craig.
My suggestion was to stay on the beach and just be properly stocked.
I know.
You don't need to go anywhere.
I know Myrtle Beach. How close is Myrtle Beach to Charleston?
2 hours to the north. Maybe 90.
Go to Ocean Annie's.
Jeez.
Great place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 239 says Chris is an idiot for not buying his wife a lap dance. You're 100% right.
Because you could have taken pictures, and you would have had stuff forever.
No,
you can't take pictures.
They don't like pictures being taken in there.
You could have, where you were sitting alone, probably could have taken one. And
you were engaged at the time, Chris? You were engaged at this time?
Yeah, it was right around that time. Yeah.
A lot of these texts I can't read on the air. Good Lord, people
Marilyn
are having a good time.
But living on the in the sinful lifestyle caught up with me after it was well behind me and first wife became a stripper behind my back. I didn't know it until I found her stripper clothes in the trunk of the car. Wow. What a Kodak moment that must have been.
No doubt.
Wow. Respect.
Wow.
Marilyn Mike.
All right. You can't read half of these.
They're great, though. Keep them coming.
239-337-ESPN is the number.
Hootie said, at my friend's bachelor party in a small town, there was a stripper with a pride tattoo. My friend looked at it and asked her what she was proud of.
Wow.
Michael Hawks has come up to Port Charlotte. You can My mother.
Okay. Okay. Good grief. They're getting off the rails.
We are off the rails. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring it down with a little bit of sports. However, I do want to find out what Sean's doing for Valentine's Day. Sean called in to talk XFL. Sean, welcome. How are you today?
Sean.
Happy Friday, guys. What's
up? Friday. What's happening?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Do you have somebody in your life that you're going to be spending some time with?
I do, but the problem is we don't know what's going on. I haven't heard anything in like the past 3 or 4 hours, so it just kind of goes at this point. I have no clue what's going on.
Well, wait a minute now.
Whoa!
We got to reset here. First of all, who's in the car with you? What's going on?
That's my best friend. It's my best friend I've known for about 14 years now. So me and him are just hanging out until I get an answer.
All right, now Sean, you are a girl screaming. Yeah, you are a regular caller to the show. I've never asked you how old are you. You sound young.
I'm 20.
20, yeah. All right, but aren't you taking control of the situation for the lady in your life tonight and making plans?
Yeah, I've been trying, and she's been ignoring my text for the past 4 or 5 hours.
That's not good.
Huh?
Move on.
Does she know she's your girlfriend?
This is a regular problem.
How long have you been dating?
It's a regular problem, and you know.
What, her ignoring your calls is a regular problem?
Does she know you're dating?
Yeah, it differs from week to week.
Well, hold on 1 second. Hold on, we can put the XFL on the back burner real quick, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not talking XFL.
And turn down your radio a little bit because I'm hearing some feedback. Yeah. First of all, Sean.
Oh, no, that was a guy that just pulled out in front of me, so I had to slam on my horn before I hit him.
Okay. Where are you? Were you at Fort Myers Beach? You're at Florida Gulf Coast?
I'm heading to Gulf Coast Town Center right now.
Okay, very good. All right. Do you need us to call your girlfriend for you?
You might need to. At this point, because that's
What's her first name? What's her first name? What's her first name?
Sean. Hers is Sarah.
Sarah.
I know yours is Sean.
No, Sarah. I'm just telling you.
I know.
I thought you asked for my first name.
No, I want to ask your friend. I want to know. I'm trying to help you here.
Sarah, Sean, can we call her?
Can we call Sarah?
I'll take her number off air. Nobody will know her phone number.
Does she listen?
Try, but I don't think she's going to answer it.
Does she listen?
Sean, do me a favor. Sean, do me a favor. I'm going to take her number down off air, and then when you get back on air, you can ask your XFL question. Deal?
All right.
All right, good. All right. This is going to be good.
What's your name, Sean?
Sean calls about, three times a week, usually in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Very enthusiastic sports fan.
Works at Publix.
And
works another place too.
And now we got a girlfriend situation, which may or may not be his girlfriend. Do you think the girl knows?
Maybe this is it. Steel Knoll, who we know, we met. She's Grandmaster's wife. Remember, we met them at the texture party.
Yeah.
Steel Knoll says, first things first, I forgot my phone all day today and felt lost, and I'm not even attached to it like some people. Second thing, I spent $6 on a car, $2 on a king-size Reese's peanut butter cup. Not sure what my husband spent, but he had a cooler pack with beer, cheese and crackers, and we're on our way to Lover's Key to watch the sunset. After that, not sure. One of the great things about him, he does things for me, and he already knows I'm a sure thing, and he will get, quote-unquote, some. That's a great wife right there.
Hmm.
Steel Knoll, God bless you.
No.
So we met them, and we met her. Yep. We met Steel Knoll and Grandmaster at the party.
I believe they were prize winners at our text party as well.
Yes, they were.
Memphis Tom says, Sean, your girlfriend's with her boyfriend right now. That's just cold.
All right, let's bring Sean back.
All right, so, and Chris, where are we going with this?
I got the phone number. We're good. Right.
Now, we get to call. We have to ask her permission, obviously.
I got to call her during the break.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to find this out. How long have you known her, Sean? How long have you known Sarah?
About 3 or 4 months.
All right. And when's the last time you actually went on a date? Like last week or you guys are?
Yesterday, actually.
All right.
What'd you do?
We went to IHOP for dinner and we went to go see Bad Boys.
How was it?
Oh, was it good?
And we were supposed to go to a grill today and then go, because we were just supposed to go to Busch Gardens the next 3 days, but she didn't want to do that, so that was canceled. And we're supposed to be bowling and going to a bar and grill that I was going to, you know, obviously pay for and everything. Haven't heard since, you know. I was told the beginning they had to take out her mom's staples, so that's what took the beginning half of the day, but I haven't heard back since.
She took her mom to Staples.
No, okay. They had to take the staples out of something.
Oh. Okay. I got it.
Let Sean ask his XFL question. Let's get to the XFL question.
All right. What is your XFL question before we call Sarah?
All right. So for your pick, I mean, guys, I can tell you're wrong. Guardians are beating the DC Defenders. I don't care. They have the best pass, and DC defenders will shut them down. And McGlinchey will pull out the win.
Does she know? Does Sarah know? Is it? Are you exclusive, or did you leave it at that? Or
say that one more time.
Are you exclusive with Sarah? Does she? Are you not? I mean,
yeah. Are you like steady boyfriend girlfriend, or just casual date?
Well, yeah, that's what it is. You know, it's just steady me and her. It's, you know.
Really?
Okay.
But right. Yeah, she. But it's problems more of her ex. I think is causing more of the problems than anything.
Her ex.
Her ex. Is he close
yeah,
by?
I'll tell you guys. Like when you go off, when I go off here, I'll tell you guys what more the ex problem is about.
No, I don't care. We'll get to it, but not now anyway. But we'll get. But that's interesting, Sean. We got to work this out. Something's going around. So she's messing with
that's,
you.
That's how I've been feeling the past like couple weeks. Whenever she doesn't text me or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right, Sean. Well, I don't know. I feel like there's a miscommunication going on between the two of you. I don't think she thinks you're exclusive. That's my diagnosis.
Or she's just too busy. We gotta get to the bottom of this. All right.
Sean's
yeah,
still
we
there?
Do.
Yeah.
All right. So, Chris, I need a little direction here. Are we gonna go to commercial break? Are we calling Sarah back or what?
Donnie says if Sean took her out yesterday, he's a side piece. He's the one that is too sweet.
Is Sean going to be on when we talk to
Sarah? He's the one that is too sweet, and she's out with a bad boy tonight.
All right. All right, Sean, thank you for the call.
No, I have to call her during the break because we have to tell her that this is going to be aired.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So we're not going to record it.
But we didn't want Sean on the phone also live?
No. Because this is a no-pressure situation for Sarah. I just want to get some answers.
Okay.
That's all I want out of this. I just want answers.
And if she won't go on the air, you're still going to ask her off the air stuff so we have answers.
Well, she may not reveal anything.
I can try.
She may hang up on you as soon as you say who you are.
She might. Yeah, that's a possibility.
My guess is that's what will happen.
Yeah, probably. But it's worth a shot.
We'd like to hear her side of the story.
Yeah, it's absolutely worth a shot.
We're concerned about one of
Chris,
our
Chris, when you were
listeners.
On the phone, we found out that there's an ex involved with Sarah
that's
causing
involved.
Some problems.
That's what Sean
said.
Sean?
Sean?
There's an ex involved. Yeah. And Donnie texted and said he thinks Sean is a side piece and that she's out with the bad boy tonight.
I like Sean. Sean's a good
guy. He's a great guy.
Sean's a regular about 3 or 4 times a week on our show.
But guess what?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're the side piece, Sean.
Oh, come on. This is
there's a miscommunication going on. I don't think she thinks they're exclusive.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we.
Let's take a couple more calls.
Yes.
We'll go to break and then we'll attempt to call Sarah off the air, then on the air if she agrees. And we'll find out what's going on. But first, my man, Otis. Otis, how are you?
Dear God, man. There's like a 3-decade difference between you guys and Sean. How you going to give him love advice? I mean,
Well, I'll tell you what, Otis. I saw that picture you texted us of those flowers. That is a beautiful bouquet.
Yeah, those are $130 flowers.
That is a beautiful
bouquet. You did good. Mrs. Otis is going to be happy.
She's spoiled. She gets those all the time.
Hey! All right.
The fact that you guys, I mean, come on, y'all doing my old skinny giant buddy. Don't do him like that. Don't tell him he's a side piece.
I know Donnie said he was. We didn't.
I agree.
But I think there's...
Give him a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
I mean, tell him to do some push-ups or something so he's a little buff the next time he sees her.
The kid's in great shape.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
He has no fat on him.
No, that's right. You saw him. He sat with you as he downed an 8,000-pound burger.
The burger was bigger than him.
Yeah. That was at Lansdowne back at our Texas party.
Yes.
Yep.
But listen, we kind of did it last night, Valentine's Day.
Good.
My mother-in-law paid for everything.
Caught me off guard there, Otis.
No, I celebrated dinner. Let me clarify.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not going to tell you when I do it.
No, gotcha. Thank you, Otis. Yeah.
You can text us, though.
We went to Valentine's dinner last night. My father-in-law, hey, you know, I was happy to let him pay because I usually end up paying. And it's a lot of fun going to Texas Tony's fans with 6 people.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Good job. And
a couple of other things. You know, steak, whatever steak, no matter how much it costs, whether it's $50 or he gets. So he wanted to pay, and it was great.
Awesome.
Yes.
So, good job. Good
was
job.
Great. So, you know, the old lady's happy, and I found some kind of Darth Vader in public with a heart, holding a heart up. I'm going to stick it in her car to mess with her.
Oh.
And then we'll see how she likes it.
All right.
Your destiny to be my Valentine. So.
If you do that, you got to send a picture of that, too. I love that. All right, guys.
Be good.
Have a great weekend,
Otis. Thank you very much. We got a lot of textures every time Otis calls, calling him the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Farter says he needs his walk-up music.
Yeah, he does need walk-up
music. We're
going
to have walk-up music for Otis. Yeah, we'll get something good.
All right. Let's squeeze in William. William, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hello.
William.
Hey, guys. I'm in trouble, too. Can you call my wife?
All right. What happened to you?
Yeah, what's going on?
What happened to you? Step into the office.
Well, what I'm thinking, we could get a good little business going here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, today would be your launching point.
Yes.
But what I want to know, when you call the women, are you going to explain to the woman that the man's right or that the woman's right? How's that going to go?
Oh, no.
I'm going to be a fair judge.
We're fair and impartial. We just want to know her side of the story. We want to hear her side of the story.
All right. Well, next time Mike gets out of line, I'll call you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So, again, if you're just joining in, Sean, a 20-year-old student, always calls the show from time to time. Yep.
Big Giants fan.
Heart of gold, by the way.
Hasn't heard from his girlfriend, Sarah, in the last 4 hours. So he doesn't,
heart of gold.
Doesn't know what his Valentine's Day plans are for tonight yet. And here it is, 5:30. They did go out as recently as last night, he said.
Where's his heart on his sleeve? Would you give you the shirt off his back?
Sweet kid.
If I said, Sean, I need a ride to Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, he would drive me.
Either one. Doesn't matter in Sean's book.
He would drive me.
So we are going to attempt to call Sarah in the break. And if she agrees, if we get a hold of her, we'll put her on the air
We just want to know her side because something's not right here.
Yes.
There's some digging that needs to be done, and we're going to do it because we care about our listeners.
I just hope that was made clear. Maybe he misunderstood. I hate to see him being led on.
All right. So
he's a young and impressionable pup.
It's the Sheeman Shepherd Matchmaker Show, the Jerry Springer Show, whatever you want to call it. We're going to continue here with Sheeman Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
By the way, tomorrow from noon to 2, I will be at the new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers, formerly Lumpy's Golf, for their grand opening sale. This is an unbelievable... Oh, look at these deals. 50% trade in bonus towards new tailor-made Sim clubs, Callaway Maverick clubs, or the new Cobra Speed Zone line. Up to 20% off on shoes, 40% off select apparel, $2 off any glove in stock, $3 off any box of balls in stock, food provided by Firehouse that will feed you. So come on down. Join me tomorrow from noon to 2 at the all-new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I've been waiting 3 years for Casey and the Sunshine Band bumper music on this show. This is awesome. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN.
What has just transpired over that break?
I feel terrible.
I wish, I feel terrible. I wish we had behind-the-scenes cameras.
This is out of control. If you're just tuning in, let me do a quick reset.
There's nothing real in the world anymore.
All right, so we have young Sean, innocent, sweet Sean. A 20-year-old fan of the show, and he calls in 3 or 4 times a week.
I could be his really grandfather. Sort
I'm
of.
Sorry, Sean.
Yeah. So no,
I
Sean.
I think Chris.
I asked Sean what are your plans for Valentine's Day?
Anti-Val.
His girlfriend.
He called her his girlfriend,
Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has not responded to his text in the last 3 or 4 hours. It's 5:30. I said, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? He hasn't heard. He doesn't know. They went out as recently as last night.
They went bowling.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we said, would you mind if we called Sarah for you and try to get her to go on the air, but at least make contact?
Because that's what we do on this show. We talk sports sometimes, but we bring people together. That's
I always
what we
come
do.
From a good place.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're Chris, behind the scenes during a commercial break, you got a hold of Sarah. She picked up.
Sarah picked up the phone for me on the second call.
No, I'm listening. I can't hear it, but I hear it sounded very cordial at first.
I said, hey, this is Chris. I'm with 99.3 ESPN.
Did she believe that?
I don't know. But, I said, hey, we've got one of our listeners, big fan of the show.
Yeah.
His name is Sean.
Yeah.
And we just got off the phone with Sean, and he said that, he hasn't heard from you all day, and he doesn't know what his plans are
for Valentine's
Day.
Did
she acknowledge at all that she knew Sean, or kind of murmured like she knew who you're talking
about? No, she knew who I was talking about.
So she acknowledged that.
Then she acknowledges, and she was very nice. Sarah, you were very nice, very cordial.
It sounds like Sean and Sarah are a very sweet couple.
She goes, well, he knows that I've been going through some stuff.
Right.
And I didn't pry. I said, okay.
You leaned back in your chair and said this.
Okay, that's later in the okay. So I asked her, I go, hey, would you mind coming on air with us?
Yes.
And we can talk about kind of how your relationship with Sean got started and where it is today.
Yeah.
She says no.
Okay. Well, no means no, Chris.
I said, okay, that's fine. Can we record this and play it back?
Oh.
Or come on live.
Again, she said no.
Okay. All right.
Why'd you say record, Sig? You come on, you know, speak with the fellas.
I had already asked live.
Oh, okay.
It was just my second little mischievous play to try to get her on air.
All right.
Yes.
So I just clarified. I go, okay. So you're telling me I cannot put your voice on air. She goes, that's what I'm telling you. I go, okay. Can you answer me a question?
Yeah.
Is Sean your boyfriend or is he your side piece?
Did you say side piece to a 20-year-old young lady?
You leaned back in the chair like you were smoking a Hugh Hefner pipe and a smoke jacket on.
I did lean back.
And you asked it very succinctly. It was very slow. Is he really your boyfriend or is he a side piece? And then you got the ultimate response, which I knew was coming.
Oh my gosh, did you just ask that? Really? That was it. Really? Click. Ooh. Hung up on.
Oh, you got hung up on. All right, now here's my question.
Why?
Because you were in the you heard the tone.
I heard it. Yeah.
Did we just bleep everything up for Sean?
Sounds like it.
Oh, come on.
Sounds like it.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing, which I find fascinating. She picked up your phone call, but did not pick up Sean's. Or
bingo.
A text. Allegedly,
I don't know.
We haven't heard from her, so she won't.
And that's the problem here, I think.
Hmm. Boy, I think we blew it.
I didn't blow it.
You blew it.
Well, I'm sorry, Sean. I really am. I could have maybe approached it. A tad more delicately.
You know what? If that's the case, then it's just not meant to be. I'm not siding with one side or the other.
I'm not either.
Bad timing.
I'm siding with Sean.
Next time Sean calls, we need to hook him up with a gift card or a prize or something.
Sean? I got you, buddy. Don't worry.
You want to go see hockey or something or maybe
how about a gift card for movie and hockey tickets to take Sarah?
I'll take care of him. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Maybe he doesn't take Sarah on a nice date, but he's taking somebody on a nice date.
Take somebody else. Absolutely. All right, real quick here. Rock Chalk texting in. From vasectomies to dating advice, they cover it all from all angles and sometimes take a break for sports. Not a better show out there. Thank you. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, sorry, Sean, again.
239-337-ES. Oh, it's better to know now. It's better to know now if you're Sean.
Before you spent the money tonight.
Heck yeah. All right. Skyline. You're out with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Skyline.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Not much, man.
All right, so I got a debate.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I have been together about 7 years, and I think she's just ready for it to happen. So she just wants me to ask her tonight on Valentine's Day. I said no, it's too tacky, so I want to know what's your opinion.
Well, just to be clear, when you say she's ready for it to happen, do you mean it or a proposal? Those are two different things.
The proposal.
Okay. Do you have the ring purchased already?
I don't, but I've got the account with the secret funds that get deposited from my regular paycheck, so it's ready at any point.
All right, so how would you go about proposing tonight just so you could and not have a ring? What would you do? Use like a cigar band? I mean, I don't know. Well, I'm asking.
I'm firm saying no, but she's been pushing all week, like, just make it happen. That way we can put it out there and blah, 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 blah.
But what if you just say, I just don't have the ring on me, so I... You know, does she know you don't have the ring on her on your person yet, right? So
she will when I get home and it's not presented to her.
Oh gosh.
Oh Jesus.
This seems like too much pressure. Well, I want you to be in control of the situation. This is a lifetime decision.
Doesn't she want it to be spontaneous?
No idea. So Chris, didn't you do it on New Year's Eve? Tell me how it's done.
I did it on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. Again, the only advice I have
is just... In front of everybody.
No, I didn't do it in front of everybody. Right. I just did it in the privacy of our own home.
Privacy.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say, man, if you don't want to take the plunge, don't take the plunge.
Oh, no, he wants to take the plunge, but
he doesn't have the thing, so he can't do it properly.
Do it on your own. Yeah, and you got to
have the
ring.
He can't do it properly.
Yeah. Is she going to give you attitude tonight like, I can't believe you don't have the ring on you?
Probably, and I think it's tacky around the holiday, especially on Valentine's.
I hear you.
You can mention that as your last out. Like, if it gets heated tonight, you could go, well, you know, I just think it's too tacky to do today.
Skyline, if you say, look, I want to be spontaneous, honey. I didn't, like Craig said, I think it'd be too tacky. I wanted to kind of catch you off guard. And if she yells at you for that, then...
Oh, hey, you want a female advice? Faith is listening. She says you're not even married, and she's already dictating and controlling your life.
Oh.
Are you sure you want to marry her?
That's from a woman.
Skyline.
We've been together for 7 years and across a couple states. It's good. It's just not the right time to physically do it.
Any kids?
No, none.
Okay. Well,
congratulations.
Well, update us. We're off on Monday for President's Day. Update us on Tuesday. I want updates from all of you on Tuesday.
We want to know. Does she listen to the show?
She does in the early hours, so not when I listen.
What's her first name?
Her name's Andrea.
Oh, that's my sister's name. Yeah. Beautiful name. All right, Andrea.
All right, Skyline, good luck to you, okay?
All right,
guys. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. By the way, Sean has texted us back.
Yep.
I'm not going to read that part on the air, but
he's cool. He's cool.
We're good. I think he's good to know.
We got Sean's best interest in mind.
Absolutely. I think we helped him in the long run.
I think you're right. Yeah. Sean might have a bit of a headache tonight, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Sean, you call back on Tuesday again. We're going to take care of you.
Yes. Like I said, you just need to communicate.
Yes. Bleeding Ears Game of Thrones guy is on the phone. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Bleeding Ears.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How are you?
I'm good. It's good to finally meet y'all.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
You've been a long-time texter, first-time caller.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wonder, what did your ladies get for you guys?
It's an excellent question, Bleeding Ears.
I don't know. I'll tell you in about 5 hours.
Bupkis.
A present might happen later, but you never know about that.
No, but that's the whole point of the Twin Peaks Twitter poll question today is, has Valentine's Day just turned into guys buying a bunch of stuff, and then they get the payoff at the end of the night?
No, she's actually got me these brand-new boat shoes, which I got.
Those are sweet.
They are
let me
sweet.
See, hold them up if you can do it without pulling a muscle.
That's quality.
Yeah. I'll just go over here. Yeah, they're nice.
By the way, Pete puts those on before he puts pants on.
I do. My socks on.
Paint the picture.
But
I got to tell you guys, I got a bouquet of beef jerky that looks like flowers.
Awesome. I love that.
Great.
Yeah, I'm only like meat flowers.
Hold
like
on. Did you?
Than that.
Did you send
meat
a,
flowers?
Did you, oh, you did. You sent a picture of that about 10 minutes ago. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if those were flowers or phallic. I couldn't tell.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Jokes there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, all right, good. That's very good. That's a good man prize.
When you magnify it, it's a little dirty.
I just don't want you guys to think about, never mind.
That's all right. All right, my man. Good luck tonight. It's good to finally talk to you. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Have a great Valentine's. Appreciate it. Faith has been chiming in. She's hanging in with her boyfriend tonight, low-key dinner.
Yeah. Very good. No, that was good advice.
Oh, this is, I am fascinated by...
Steel Knoll asked, when I proposed on Christmas Eve, did I also give my wife a Christmas gift as well? No, I did not.
Cheap bastard.
Well, no.
That's not a cheap thing. I just got her a damn engagement ring.
But you were going to get it anyway. So she basically got no Christmas present that year.
I guarantee you
that's how she looked at it.
So
she got a husband.
So the next morning.
Is that selling
Christmas morning. I'm assuming you were a present opener on Christmas morning. Maybe one on Christmas Eve. So Christmas morning under the tree to Sam from Chris. Nothing. Nothing. Crickets.
The look on his face is hilarious.
Yeah, I guess
so. How about candy? Stocking? Nothing?
No.
You know nothing.
May I point something out?
Yes.
May I point something out about Chris's cheapness? Listen. He double whammied on the engagement and Christmas gift.
Horrible.
Which he will repeat throughout the rest of his life. Oh, this is happy anniversary / Christmas.
When he remembers.
He's
like a serial performer. He's doing it again. This Valentine's Day and his wife's birthday, he's combining them. This is his M.O.
He's forgotten the anniversary already that this show had to remind him of. He won't get the reverse vasectomy.
I will not.
Even though we all know that that's not completely foolproof. There's a chance. be at less than 1%, but still a chance that he could still have a baby girl at some point in his illustrious career as a husband.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff.
239 texting in says, hi, this is a longtime Yankee fan. I've never texted or called, but I listen a lot. I bought my wife a BMW on Monday. Last night, she looked at me and said, oh, by the way, that's not a Valentine's Day present.
No, she didn't.
I would get her a singular flower.
She didn't.
Sometimes that means a lot. Yeah, you just bought her a car? This is not my Valentine's Day gift? Come on, how about a little appreciation?
Bad attitude guy, Poker, says, my wife works until 11:30 tonight, so my Valentine's Day is looking great.
That stinks.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm naming that guy Yankee fan BMW so we know who
Yankee
he is.
Yankee fan.
Oh, that's I'm so on his side on this.
Yeah,
that's
I
unbelievable.
Am too.
That did not. That really happened.
Well, I don't even think I need to.
What if you put a bouquet of roses
on his side?
What if he said open the glove compartment? Or that wouldn't fit. But what if he said open the glove or open the door and there was a dozen red roses and chocolate on the seat? Would that make it a Valentine's Day present? Or if he wrapped it in a red bow?
Wrap it in a bow. Yeah. Wow. Oh, I feel bad for that guy. I kind of feel like we're ending on a downer now. All right.
I'm worried about Sean. I want him to be okay tonight.
I think Sean's going to be just
Sean's
fine.
Sean's going to be good.
He's got a support group with this entire audience and us.
He's like a cat. He's going to land on his feet.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm worried about...
And if he doesn't, he's got eight more.
I'm worried about him and also who is it whose girlfriend is Andrea. And, you know...
Andrea was the girlfriend of... Not bleeding ears. Oh, good grief. I'll check the tape after the show.
No, it's right. I'm looking on the text line here.
All right.
Yeah.
And break.
Just like that, we're out of time. Don't forget, we got some college basketball over the weekend. Doubleheader, Ohio State and Purdue at 11:30 tomorrow. And the Gators hosting Vandy. Let's see if Vandy can hit a three-pointer against them. Sheeman and Shepard.
The only team they score against is Kentucky.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Get some great food, great drinks, 29-degree beer anytime. Today, tomorrow, throughout the weekend, three-day weekend. We're off until Tuesday, by the way. We're taking Monday off for President's Day. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Happy birthday to, well, it would have been happy birthday for Steve McNair. Jim Kelly was born on this day in 1960, as was Jack Benny and Frederick Douglass. We lost St. Valentine, the Roman bishop and martyr, on this day in 269.
Not good.
A.D.
Bad
That's
massacre.
Why we have Valentine's Day. Pete, what you got?
All right, real quick, updating the poll. As Valentine's Day turned into the guy paying for flowers, candy, dinner, etc., to quote, get some, 78% said yes. That's our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. Also, my underdog, lock of the month, Davidson +4 tonight over St. Bonaventure. You can watch it on ESPN2, I believe, at 7 o'clock. Davidson +4. Underdog, lock of the month.
I'm on it. Chris? Yep.
All right, because there's no NBA. Sorry, I had to put my headphones on. Siena's at home.
Yes.
They're okay at home.
They're a crayon.
They're 6-4 against the spread at home. Sigh. They're a 5-point favorite over Rider tonight. Rider's 4-9 against the spread on the road.
Yes.
It's not a great docket tonight. I like the home favorite, though. I'll lay 5 with Siena tonight. I got a hunch. It's a hunch play. That's all it is.
Okay. All right. We'll see. That'll just about do it. I know we were running a little late there on that segment. Hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day tonight. And again, we're off on Monday. See you then. For Chris, for Pete, I'm Craig Sheeman. God bless America, everybody. Bye-bye.